And you're back for another episode of Life Lesson Thrift Shop.
With Aviel and Galit. We hope you guys are doing well. If you want to let us know how you're doing, feel free to. Always more than welcome to write into us. Not just about how you're doing, about topics you want us to cover, questions, comments.
We would love to hear from you guys.
Absolutely. So today we're talking about confrontation. I think we've all heard the rational thinking behind it, and we've been told what to do when confronting people, different situations. And that's great and all, and there's a lot of sense to it. But at the end of the day, there's a big gap between reality and theory.
Yes, yes.
And so I think today we kind of just wanted to speak to you guys about that, which experiences we've had with confrontation, what we've taken away from them, not in theory. And maybe if you can take something away from that, then great.
Okay, so the thing is, before I think Aviel's going to want to delve into this whole theory of confrontation, right? So yeah. before we do, I just wanted to say something about
that gap between theory and putting it into practice.
Yes, because, well, first of all, I don't feel like I'm weak or a pushover. But the thing is, in certain scenarios, confrontation is so hard. Like, it's just so nice, the thought of avoiding it. Like,
I think it's definitely the easier. No. It's not necessarily the easier option.
It's not the easier, but I don't understand, what's the big deal about confrontation? Like, why is it so uncomfortable?
I can speak to, like, the somewhat formal training, quotations around the training that I had with confrontation. Yael, our younger sister, and I, we were doing the scholarship, and part of the scholarship was to go through training for, like, leadership and social entrepreneurship, and part of that included conflict resolution because we were working in a group of other students, and building a project from scratch is hard enough as it is. And so they kind of wanted to give us the tools to deal with any internal conflicts. And one of the things that we learned was the Thomas Kilman model for, like, conflict resolution. I'm not sure if that's, like, the exact formal name, but anyway, so what it was like on a graph, not super important, but on the x-axis there was the taking into account the interests of others, on the y-axis, taking my interests into account. And so you had, like, a few different types of people. And one of them was, he just avoids conflict completely altogether. He doesn't care about his interests. He doesn't care about the interests of others. And I'm not sure if care is the right word to use here.
What does that mean, that he doesn't care about either interest and it's just to avoid conflict?
Meaning that, like, I know I want to see one movie, you want to see another movie. I think, okay, again, this was a very on the surface explanation that we got, like, in this course, and it's very possible that I'm not remembering it, but the way that I understand it is that you want to watch one movie, I want to watch another movie. I understand that there is a difference in what we want, so I'm just not going to watch the movie. I'm going to cancel. Hey, Galit, let's not watch a movie.
Oh my gosh, is it bad if I feel like that's me some of the time?
Okay, so that's exactly what it is. I found myself in different situations with different people. I identified as different types of people according to this model.
Yeah. Okay, continue. Okay. I just found it really funny because I was like, oh my gosh, it's me in, like, different scenarios. Like, well, you want this and I want that, and let's just cancel because...
So then, okay, so you have someone who doesn't care about their own interests and only take into account the other person's interests. And that's maybe more along the lines of, like, a people pleaser. Like, okay, I know you want to watch one movie, I want to watch another movie, I'm going to forget completely about what I want to do. Let's focus on you. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily people pleaser, but it could be, okay, you know what? Whichever movie we watch, it's not super important to me, so I'll forget about what I want and I'll focus on you. Mm-hmm. So there were, like, different people along these, like, in this graph, and you have someone who, okay, I care about my interests, I care about your interests, so let's make this a win-win and we'll figure this out. Then you have people who compromise, and in any case, along these axes of, like, your interests, my interests, you can find yourself in different places at different times with different people.
I guess I jumped the gun with that by saying, one second, that's me sometimes.
Right, but you said sometimes.
Time. Yeah, not every time. But I definitely think there was actually a recent plan that I was like, okay, you know what? We have a different idea of like this hangout, so maybe let's just not do it. Mm-hmm. Actually, not even a recent one. There was something that I can say because it's like far enough. But I remember I was like, okay, let's take a train to... It's not the next city over, but it's like an hour away. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, yeah, let's take the train and we'll go to the beach. Yeah. Like we said, like we'll go to the city. And for me, I was like, it's obvious we're going to the beach, right? Mm-hmm. And for her, it was obvious that we're going to the mall. And I was like, why are we going to go to the mall? Like, I just didn't understand it. And she was like, well, why would we go to the beach? It's the summer. And I'm like, right. Yeah, but that's generally what you do in the summer. Like, you go to the beach. So afterwards, when I realized, she was like, okay, well, maybe we can go to the mall and then take some time to go to the beach. I was just like, you know what? I'm probably going to be busy anyways. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't when like I realized that the person's kind of like, not like headstrong about something, but this is what they want to do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I want to do something else. I'm just like, we can be good friends in like a certain scenario and like have nice hangouts, but when it comes to like different things, I'm like, you know what, I think it's just best that we don't, because I'm not gonna enjoy it at the mall, you're not gonna enjoy it at the beach. Why are we gonna like try and make this work? Because it's just not gonna work
anyway. Let's getting get back to
confrontation,
right? I feel like there are a lot of people that can see themselves sometimes being that person who avoids conflict at all costs, and I think everyone is also ashamed to admit it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's what I was saying. I don't find myself to be a pushover and weak. And that's why I'm saying, like, but I still avoid confrontation in some, like, cases.
And I think we are, I don't know if we're, like, taught that, like, that's the wrong thing to do. And, like, maybe it is. But, like, I feel that we all go through that.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And so why, I think, is, okay, if we were to take this into, like, economics, right? We talk all day about utility, right? The benefit that we get from different products. And so here, if we were to look at it from that point of view, we have the utility from doing what we want.
Regardless if conflict is like...
Right. Like if I got to see the movie that I wanted, I'm happy. I get X amount of utility from that. But if I had to confront someone and like have to have an argument about it and have to speak up and say what I wanted, then I'll get like negative utility, maybe. Like it'll mm-hmm. decrease my happiness, maybe.
Yeah. So then kind of like which one kind of gave you more utility?
Right. So is doing what they wanted to do but without any confrontation, is that greater than doing what I wanted to do with confrontation?
Yeah.
And there are times when I think, yeah, it's important for you to speak up, say what you want to say. But there are other times where you kind of let things slide. Like, for example, if I... okay, where we're currently residing, personal space isn't really a thing. For example, if I'm waiting in line to... Like, if I'm at a supermarket and I'm waiting in line and I'm giving, like, a distance of a foot and a half between me and the person in front of me, that's not called personal space here. That's space for me to enter, because obviously you're not in line if you're
like
not
for like someone else to enter in between.
Right. Because why would you be standing so far away? That must mean you're not in line. Mm-hmm. Or, ah, great, this person's giving personal space. This is a place for me to come in. And so there are times where if it's, for example, like a long line at like a bigger grocery store, so I'd be like, no, okay, hey, I was in line here. But if it's, for example, in like a convenience store and this guy is holding a loaf of bread or a gallon of milk, I don't know, and he like cuts in line, I think it also takes like a certain personality to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, if right now I make a big deal out of this, it's gonna ruin my day.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I'm like, hey, excuse me, sir, I was in line. And then he'll say something, and then, like, I'll have to go through that whole argument, and, like, it's just not really worth it. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, he took away a minute of my time, but I know that, like, if I had confronted him about it, it would have taken up like 2 hours of my time after. I would have gotten home, I would have been cranky, and I would have been upset. And it wouldn't have been worth it for me in that mm-hmm. situation with that person.
So right now I feel like what's going on is that we're kind of like being vulnerable about like what we're actually feeling. You know what I mean? Because I feel like if someone like hears it from the side, it's like, no, you should stand up for yourself and you were right. in line. You should say something. And I think that's like the biggest conflict with like regarding if you should confront somebody or not. Mm-hmm. Because you're like, I'm kind of letting someone take advantage of me.
Right.
If I don't say something.
And that but like then, that really bothers me.
Yeah, that really bothers you, I'm sure, because it would bother me too. But then at the same time,
we're practically the same person. So. Yeah.
But then if I'd say something and the person, because of what you were saying, the person who cut the line, cut in line, has a certain personality. So some people might not realize, but then you have other people who, you know, they're like,
right.
They'll cause a big deal and they'll be like, what do you mean? No, I was like, you weren't in line or whatever. I remember I was in line. This person cut me and I told her, excuse me, but I was waiting here. And she just started yelling at me. I was like, whoa, like, you gotta chill. I didn't even understand how to react. And I remember it to this day. And do you remember I told you I didn't want to go to the office building because in my head, that's just the association I have with it. And it was like a government office. So like, I also don't know like what her story was, because now I think about it, I was like, okay, obviously this person was there for a reason. And there was probably like legitimately some sort of handicap that the person had. Yeah. Like some sort of
disability.
Yeah. Like not physical issue. Yeah. And so I was like, okay, but that's still I didn't do anything wrong. There was nothing for me to feel bad about. There was like I was in line and waiting, and it's not fair that someone all of a sudden just cuts through,
right?
So that was something that I was like, okay, it still kind of leaves that uncomfortable feeling afterwards, right? Of like, it gets me annoyed that there's someone who's also speaks that way toward me. I think that's the issue, because, okay, it's not a big deal for me to tell the person, excuse me, but I was in line.
Right.
And like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no, it's totally fine.
Right. Like, if you knew that was going to be the outcome, so.
It's not an issue. But right. I feel like it's the whole issue with confrontation for me, and probably for you too, as you said just before, we're basically the same person.
Yeah.
Like with our thought processes and everything, we're just like, oh yeah, me too. but like the issue that I have is, okay, well, no, it's going to be an argument. I'm trying to avoid that argument,
right?
And like that's like the whole like it, that's like the issue of the confrontation. It's like not the issue of like, oh right, excuse it's that me
discomfort,
yes, of like some like sort of argument afterwards. And like I feel like I've gotten better at it, but you know, like when some
same personality, yeah.
When people get online, so you know how sometimes they'll like, they'll put their wagon there and then they'll start like bringing a bunch more.
Oh, that makes me mad.
Yeah. So for example, there was somebody who was wrapping up like his groceries, like he was like paying for his groceries already. And there was another person who was like stacking things on the counter
behind the guy who was paying.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, you know, when like people just start stacking things and like, and they're still shopping though, they'll be walking back and forth. And I was like, okay, I can either like be like, okay, I'm technically behind this person who's kind of trying to hold their spot, or I can be like, no, you can wait. You have a million things and you're still doing shopping and this doesn't hold your spot. And like, I'm after the guy who's
currently paying.
Yes. So I didn't care if there would have been conflict in that situation. Like if the person would have told me, oh, I was here, I'll be like, well, you were still shopping.
Right.
And it's not fair. Like you also have a lot of stuff and I'm here for a second just paying for one thing. And like there's some things I'm just like, no, I don't really care about the conflict kind of coming toward me in a way, because, oh, the person would have had to say something to me, but I felt like I was in the right. But like there's still some situations that I don't know. There are like some situations that it feels, even though I'm totally in the right, but to go and tell the person something,
it's a hassle and a headache.
Yes.
And you it's know like it's not going to be
conflict inside me. I'm like, should I do it or not? Because if their reaction is what I think it'll be, it'll just ruin my day.
Right. Do you think it's easier? Do you think confrontation is easier if you know the person versus not knowing the person?
I guess it depends on the relationship you have with the person.
Mm-hmm. Like, if it's with me and you, I'm trying to think right now, like, I think there are certain things that I do feel more comfortable saying, like, hey, Galit, XYZ. You know, and then there are other things that I'm, like, I kind of, like, still tiptoe around them. What do I mean still tiptoe around them? Like, I tiptoe around them. I don't know if that's going to change or not.
I kind of want to ask, like what, but I don't know.
I can't think of anything now, but, like, I know it's something that happens or that I do.
Okay, well, there's some things that also I know that, like, you don't like being told what to do. Like, you have an issue with that, and I have an issue with that, too.
Me, too. I think we should make, like, a me, too.
Oh, that would be funny.
Like, audio clip, and we'll just, like, put it in. When we're, like, doing the editing, we'll just put it in there. Me too. Me too.
Oh, no. I thought you were saying, like, we should have, like, an episode of, like, I don't know, like, different things of the same. Like, it wouldn't interest them. It wouldn't interest me. But
to, like, go through different topics and see if it's, like, we can hit a buzzer. Me
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But anyways, like, you don't like being told what to do. So right. I'll make sure to kind of, like, go about a creative way of, like, telling you to do something without telling you to do something. But the issue is that you don't take hints.
Not like, that we I don't get take it. Hints. No. I don't understand that it's a hint.
Yeah. We go through this, like, all the time. Not all the time, but, like, it came up so too many times, like, recently. I was like, okay, but I told you, like, I asked you if you could do this. And you're like, no, you didn't. And I was like, Avil, I can't tell you in any other way without telling you, Avil, do this, and you being okay with it.
Right.
And so I do think, though, it does have to do with the relationship with the person. Because mm-hmm. with you, even if we get into, like, some sort of argument, it's first not going to really be an argument. And right. second, it's like, okay, at the end of the day, everything's fine.
Right.
And right. it also, like, depends on how close you want to be with the person. I feel like also, because if it's not a family member, I feel like with family members, for us at least, like, our reality, it's just, it's a lot easier, because really at the end of the day, it's okay.
A lot easier and a lot harder, because we're, like, we're pretty close as a mm-hmm. family.
Yeah.
And so we also know that, like, no one here has bad intentions. Like, oh, I'm gonna do this just to spite you. Or I'm going to do this even though I know, like, it'll come at your expense. It'll be at your expense. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do this anyway.
Yeah.
I don't care about you. So, like, it makes it harder to say something like, hey, listen, can you... Or, like, hey, that bothered me. Because, mm-hmm. like, okay, I know that you didn't have any, like, bad intention there. And yeah. I don't want to, like... You know, it's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, but I guess maybe we are different in that, because
not me too.
Because I feel like I'm okay with talking to all you guys and, like, quote unquote, like, confronting you guys mm-hmm. with issues that I have, because the relationship that I have with all you, like, I'm like, oh, it's not a big deal. Like,
right.
this is something that bothers me. But for example, like, I'm trying to think, if I were to, like, start a relationship, I feel like that's where the whole, like, confrontation comes into, like, that's, like, the, I feel like, the hardest zone, because you're trying to, like, build something close with somebody.
Right.
And so it is important that you express yourself and say, like, okay, this is something that bothers me, or I prefer not to do this, or I, like, I don't know, right. whatever examples you can think of. But at the same time, it's, like, still, like, you don't want to, I guess, ruin something, because it does take
right
steps to get there, and you don't know when it's too much, too little.
Right. Like, I can say that I've been in situations where I felt like I wasn't being appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
And to say something that like that in the beginning of a relationship is potentially problematic. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, if someone were to tell me, hey, I feel like I'm not being appreciated, I think that in the beginning of a relationship, I would be like, Okay, like maybe you need constant confirmation that like I'm happy with what you're doing, happy with the way you are. Like in the beginning to say that, I don't know, like I could see it maybe being an issue.
So like, you're
being
saying,
perceived the wrong way.
Yeah. It's not that it's necessarily an issue, but you just like you don't know the person well enough, maybe.
Because I feel like even if you do explain it well, it'll still kind of be in the back of their head. Or at least for me, I think it'll still be in the back of my head like, okay, we've been on 4 dates maybe.
Yeah.
And let's say that like you made a picnic or you went out and got them something that like, you know, they really like. And then they didn't really react in a way that you felt, or they didn't say like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Like, that was really great of you, or oh, that's really sweet and considerate. And like, for whatever reason, you feel like they weren't,
they didn't express themselves to like show you that, like,
right, like it could be that they did appreciate it, but
you just don't know it,
right?
Because they didn't show it to you the way that you know to be like appreciative,
right?
Like the person is appreciative.
And so I don't know, like, if that makes saying sense. I think I understood. I hope you guys understood. But like saying like, hey, listen, I feel like I'm not being appreciated. It could be like, I know for me, it could rub me the wrong way.
Okay. So what you're saying is,
but
like
at the same time, I would also show appreciation. Like, I don't know. I'm someone who's very like sensitive to those things. Like if someone does something or someone goes like a little out of their way, like I'll make sure that they know.
Yeah.
You know, or if like someone, if like the girl looks pretty, like, or she made an effort to like get dressed up kind of, I will mention it. And so different things like that, like it is problematic in the beginning of a relationship, like trying to figure out, oh, what should I say? What should I not say?
Because you are just also getting to know the person and seeing if you, maybe you don't fit each other. If, you know, like those things that like, it's important for you that someone does it, is able to express
their appreciation.
Yeah. So if that's like important to you and you realize it in like the first date, so maybe the person isn't
right,
isn't really
fitting for you.
Yeah. But at the same time, like you're saying, you would let it slide to see how it plays out, because I mean, you know, first dates and everything could be more
right. And then there's the question.
I didn't finish the sentence. You were supposed to, no, you were supposed to finish the sentence
oh,
for
I
me
didn't
because
realize
I said
you didn't
more.
It.
Right? Because you're just so used to like,
I guess I filled in the gap like in my head.
Yeah, it's an issue. But I was saying like first dates are, you know, the person's, I feel like.
Nice that you caught it though.
Right? I think it's because of the podcast. I'm realizing more and more that I need to finish my sentences.
Yeah.
But what I was saying is, and I was hoping that you would complete, is that like first dates, both of the people can be at more unease. So, like, you don't really have the right representation of them, I guess. So, that's kind of what I was trying to say. If you guys didn't understand and Aviel didn't help out by completing the sentence. Now you can continue.
No, just so, like, I'm saying, where do you draw the line? You know, at what stage is it, okay, I can already talk about things that bother me? What are topics that are significant enough that, okay, I should be bringing them up now? I should be bringing them up later, at least. Because there's also like a bias that I learned about. I forgot what it's called. Maybe result bias, that you judge how good a decision was based on the result. Meaning like if, for example, you said, okay, you know, I'm going to make this investment. I'm going to invest in this house, or I'm going to buy a house in this particular place. And then all of a sudden there's a tornado and knocks it down. That doesn't mean it was a bad decision. You know, like based on certain criteria, you said, okay, this really fits me. It's in a great neighborhood and it's close to different shopping centers and it has the number of rooms that I need. And like everything is checked off the list. And then a tornado comes. Obviously, you're not going to say, oh, wow, that was a bad decision. It was a good decision, but there were like unforeseen events and the result was bad.
So, okay, if I'm understanding correctly, what you're saying is that sometimes you'll go in to like confrontation because you feel that you're right and you thought it like through and you're like, no, this is this
not because you feel that you're right. You feel that it's the right thing to do. There are times when I think that, like, yeah, I'm right, but okay, I'm not gonna.
Okay, you think that it's the right thing to do. Like, you looked at it objectively.
Maybe not objectively, but, like, you made the calculations and you came to the conclusion, okay, I should talk to the person about this.
Okay. Okay, so you came up with the conclusion that confrontation is the right decision.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you see that it has the outcome that you're like, nope, this was not what I was going for, or this is not what I expected. This is not what I wanted. Maybe I shouldn't have said anything.
Right.
And like you start like replaying everything.
Right. Maybe I should have done this differently. Maybe I shouldn't have said anything.
But what you're saying is no, I did come to the right conclusion for myself.
Right.
And I can't control the other person's outcome.
Right. Like, for example, if you have a friend or Glee, you and I, right? If something bothered you.
Oh, I guess there's someone snapping, so you want to.
You know, like, let's say something bothered you and you're like, okay, you know what? It's important enough to me that I'm not going to let this slide. And I want us to be on the same page. I want you to understand how I'm feeling. And then you talk to me about it. Like, hey, listen, what you did kind of bothered me. If I all of a sudden say, okay, fine, bye, we're not going to speak to each other ever again, and I hate you, that doesn't mean that, like, you should be like, you know what? I shouldn't have said what I said. That was wrong of me. No, like, something was bothering you. You should say it. And Yonatan, our older brother, something recently was bothering me as well. And not as well. What I said about you was a hypothetical. But something recently was bothering me. And I asked him, I was like, you know what? Am I making a big deal about this? Or, like, is it legitimate? And I don't know if he was, like, upset to begin with, but I think he was, like, upset that I was asking that. Like, no, if you're upset about it, it's legitimate. If it's bothering you, it's legitimate. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. And, like, it was just really nice to hear, particularly from him.
Because if I were to say the same words, it just wouldn't have the same effect.
Right, because it's something that I expect you to say, you know?
I'm just messing with you. I mean, I know that it wouldn't, it has, like, a different effect. And that's also, it kind of comes into the whole thing about, like, different relationships with, like, each of us. Like, you and your aunt have a different relationship than we do. And then, like, you and Yael.
Yeah. And so it wasn't the situation. But if, for example, this was a situation in, like, a workplace and something that the boss did or said, like, really bothered me. So here's a situation where, like, there's a difference between being smart and being right. The right thing to do, something's bothering me, tell him. Talk to him about it. Tell your boss that, like, what he did upset you. But then there's maybe the right thing to do, meaning... Okay.
The smart thing?
The smart thing to do. Right? Thank you. Let me think about the situation. If I know that I'm going to be here for another year at this job, I should let him know because I don't want to be suffering the rest of my time here. But if it's maybe this is my last day and I know that it's like potentially problematic or it could lead to whatever issue, maybe I should let it slide. Maybe I should not, like, burn my bridges. Maybe my next employer, they'll reach out to my current employer and they'll want a reference. So maybe, you know what? I'll seemingly, like, give up on myself, give up on, like, my interests. You know what I'm saying?
So, okay, keyword is seemingly because you really are still thinking about your interests. You're thinking about, okay, I'm finishing now. I want the boss, like, he doesn't realize what he did wrong. He doesn't realize, like, even if I explain it to him, it's going to kind of give a bad taste.
Yeah.
And I just prefer him have good things to say about me than have something for, like, my next employer.
Right.
Than to have something bad. Or not bad, but kind of salty.
Yeah. And so, it kind of comes back to the whole utility thing. Like, okay, what's the benefit that I get from saying something, from not saying something, from looking out for my own interests, my interests that, you know, come about through me saying something, my interests that come about from me not saying something.
So are we kind of coming to the conclusion like our own conclusion, and you guys can think whatever you want, and you can comment and let us know what you think. But sometimes
you're not being a pushover.
Yeah.
I think that's like what we're trying to say, is that there is a reason why we avoid conflict, and there are a lot of legitimate reasons that we would, you know, not just like, oh, I'm scared to speak my mind, I'm scared to put myself in an uncomfortable situation. There is something to it.
There's that line, I guess, like what with that the person has to understand for themselves, like what is important to them. Mm-hmm. And I remember that our dad would tell me, like, you don't need to argue about everything or fight about everything, because I think that's just kind of maybe how it was when I was younger.
Mm-hmm. There's war, like there are wars and there are battles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And kind of save your energy. Like, is this something that's so important to you? Because there are a lot of things that are going to be important in life, and you want to have the energy to fight for those things and not like these like small little things. I think it's like also, well, no, the dog that barks and bites and whatever, that I think that expression kind of has to do with it too. Like, I'll, you know,
bark, no bite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, okay, there's some things that you're like, okay, it's worth to confront the person for, and then some things that it's not. I mean, if you're the type of person who, you know, confrontation doesn't bother you one bit, and someone cut you in line with, you know, a gallon of milk, and it was because, again, here it's different. Like in America, no, that's totally not acceptable. but so like maybe you guys, like I'm just saying that because maybe you guys don't understand, like, what do you mean someone cut you in line? That's not okay.
Right.
But like, okay, is it worth it to say something, or is it like, okay, I'm not in a rush anywhere, so the person's gonna take a minute of my time. And but I didn't end up getting into an argument with somebody, because that's also like frustrating when, you know, you get into an argument and you kind of feel like you didn't win, you didn't lose, like you lost because the energy's like out. Like, you know, right. Like it's
in
the worst.
In any case, you lose.
Yeah, because it could be that the person will be like, what do you mean I was here? And while he's like talking to you upset, he's putting his milk on the thing and he's paying for it. And it's like, no, stop. I didn't win in this situation. I told you. And then whatever. And like, you know, like I feel like some people can say, though, like, you remember how in that other episode that we were talking about the apricots, and you were saying that, like, we said, like, okay, it's okay to say no. And right. You said that you had a friend who, regardless, she's going to do what she thinks is right.
She would do the right thing. But like, not the right thing, but like the decent thing. Like, okay, I'm going to help this person, even though they weren't nice to me and didn't treat me with respect.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so for me, I remember saying like, okay, that's not my take on things. But kind of like bringing that to here by saying there are some people who might say no, regardless if there's going to be the person's going to say something not nice to me. Like,
what do you mean who might say no? Meaning like they would confront the person?
Yeah, they would confront the person. Like you're saying, like your friend, regardless how the person treats them, they're going to do the decent thing.
Yeah.
Like back to the apricot episode. So there could be people who are saying no, regardless what the person's reaction is to my confrontation.
Right, I'm going to stand up for myself. And
because for them, it could be a lot different. Like, they'll take it differently. For them, it'll be very hard to, like, know that they didn't say something when they should have said something. And the right thing for them and is, like, no, I don't care that the person even yelled at me, but I did the right thing. Like, I told them, hey, you cut in line, and that's not okay. I don't care that you make a big deal out of it, because that's my spot in line, not yours. You know what I mean? And I think that's kind of where, I guess, that's also something to, I guess, take into account. Because it could be that we'll get to that stage. Because maybe we are the type of people that, like, in some scenarios, we're like, let's avoid the conflict. And it could be that we'll, at some point, change our mind and say, no. Okay, you can raise your voice. You can get all defensive and stuff. You're obviously wrong if you're doing that and, like, acting that way.
Right.
And I don't care because I stood my ground, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, I guess what we're trying to say is like what I mentioned before about sometimes when you don't confront somebody, it doesn't mean that you are a pushover or you didn't, I guess, calculate your own utility. Like, okay, no, you're going to gain more by not having that confrontation.
Right.
But at the same time, everyone's different. And some people have no issue with confrontation. Some people have a bigger issue with confrontation. And I guess, like, you should never, I don't think you should have the feeling of people walking all over you. I'll say that for myself, at least. Like, I don't want that feeling of, oh, there are people who are walking over me. And there's a difference between that and feeling like you made a calculated decision of, I'll just let this one slide. Of like, okay, the person is here for a minute and I see that the person's more aggressive and there's no win situation with the person. For me, I would let that slide. For somebody else, maybe they'll be like, even if I don't get the results that I want, even though he might still cut me in line and the cashier will still have him check out before me.
Yeah.
I said something, that's what's important. And I think that's a like a question for each individual. Do you agree?
Yeah. No, it definitely is. Trying to figure out like, what will I get from not saying something? What will I get from saying something? Mm-hmm. Can I live with myself if I didn't say something?
Yeah. And it's kind of just how important it is to you. And I don't know if I know anybody who doesn't struggle with confrontation. And like, it's some, I think it's something that everyone struggles with, regardless how strong your personality is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's pretty much what we have to say on the topic, unless you have something to add.
No, I think that's it. We just want to let you guys know that, like, it's okay that you're going through this, and we all are.
Yeah.
And if you have any questions, if you want advice, I mean, I think, I'm not really sure if we gave advice here, but, like, just knowing that, you know, everyone goes through this maybe is helpful in and of itself. Any questions, comments, you know where to reach us.
Yeah, maybe you guys even have tips. So
yeah, if you do, let us know. This was Life Lesson Thrift Shop. I'm Aviel.
And I'm Gali, and we're happy that you guys joined us today.